Hi, I'm Graham Sheffield. I'm an artist blacksmith living and working in Guelph, Ontario. I have been working with metal for better part of over half my life now. I began an apprenticeship working for the automation industry, shaping and forming various types of metal and welding and working for big industry and doing the over hour-long commute to work. And after about 18 years, that kind of came to a head. And though I was working in a very creative environment, I found that there was still part of me that still, I had to express myself in my own fashion. So I decided that I would continue my passion for working with metal and investigated becoming a blacksmith. I'm self-trained, taking the previous skills of welding and metalworking, but now adding to it the element of hot forging metal, which involves a forge, a fuel source, heat, and an anvil, and various hammers and tools. I joined the Ontario Artist Blacksmith Association shortly after I made that decision. And that is a group of men and women who have the same similar passions for forging metal and just working with the resurgence of an interest in metalwork. Everything from small items all the way up to large public sculptures. These people do. Some are hobbyists, some are full-time. I started out part-time, just dabbling in it, and soon realized that working in the automation business just wasn't working for me anymore. So I made the leap of faith and became full-time. At that time, I also was a member of the Guelph Studio Tour. I've been a member since 2005. I started out making smaller items, but as my passion for working with the metal and developing new techniques that I've gleaned from the Blacksmiths Association and my own self-exploration of working with the metal, I've gotten into a more sculptural approach, working with larger pieces, building larger pieces. I'm also a member of the Guelph Arts Council, and that has given me great opportunity to participate in other art shows where I work with different themes at times, depending on the season or the venue. And that, of course, brings its own set of skills required for the various pieces that I work on. Some of my past projects have been gates, railings, furniture, wall hangings, a lot of functional work, hinges, some door handles, fireplace accessories. I think the most interesting, oddest piece I made recently, which really incorporated my automation background and precision work, was a rotating keyboard stand for a member of a local band. He needed for his stage act, he needed a stand that could rotate 360 degrees. So that involved a lot of hot forging metal and precision work to make this a functional piece that looked good on stage. So I'm getting all kinds of requests from various walks of life. Currently, I'm working on some pieces for the studio tour, everything from wall hangings to candelabras. I have a couple of tables I've made. I also have a commission right now for a fireplace screen and 30 feet of fence as well. I've worked with that couple, helping to work on the design for a 1920s era house. So I'm used to working with people and their ideas and offering up my own ideas. I think as the more I explore the medium of metal and working with the temperature ranges that I can get from the forge, I believe more my passion is growing for blacksmithing. It's taken me down different roads of exploring the history of it. One of the hallmarks of being a blacksmith is that you can make your own tools. So sometimes the question is, does the tool come first or does the piece of art come first? Sometimes I'll work with what I do have to create a piece, or sometimes the idea of the piece comes to me and then I then have to make the tools to form the metal. It's a never-ending process of learning. How far can you stretch the medium? You're taking something that's cold and lifeless, represents a lot of shapes that are more akin to industry, and I have to then heat it up and bring it to life, change its shape, change its form, its structure. I try to incorporate movement into the piece. It may be a static wall hanging, but people will see it and see it for their own, in their own ways, whether it be for the movement or the texture of the steel, the color. I've been working with the various patinas that you can get from the heat of the steel as well. So it's a never-ending process. A piece that I'm working on right now also is actually a 6-inch diameter tube, about 3 feet tall, that I salvaged from a scrapyard. I've flame cut it out. I'm working with positive and negative spaces within this sculpture, and what I've created are flame-like cuts, and to me it represents the inner thoughts that people might have, the fiery passion, the positives, the negatives, the ups and downs that people have. So the piece I'm working on right now is going to be a wall hanging, and it's based on a conversation that I had last night. There was a picture that we noticed, and the comment was that it looks very goddess-like. So this morning I came out and started sketching on my table here, and I've come up with a design that incorporates the stereotypical shape of the female figure. And there's some elements on either side that represent arms uplifting, joy or energy, moving away from the figure. There's a central stem that runs down from the head portion all the way down through to the abdomen, where there is, I've upset the metal, I've made it fatter, which could represent the uterus or life, and the stem then continues on through to the bottom, which can represent the release of life. I'm going to just keep forging it out and see how it all develops in a physical fashion from this conceptual chalk drawing. I'm a member of the Guelph Studio Tour, and on the tour, the members you include painters, woodworkers, sculpturists, people working with glass, fiber arts, mixed media, jewelry, printmaking. There's all kinds of different art that you'll find. All of these people are very passionate with what they do. We work as a group to make it all happen. Everybody has a task that we're required to do to as a collective to make it succeed. We're enjoying our 23rd year. It's October 17th to the 19th through various studio and display places downtown in the downtown core. There's brochures available at various areas around Guelph and also on their website, guelphstudiotour.ca. It runs from Friday evening until Sunday around dinner time. It's going to be a very exciting year. Everybody's really into it. We also have a group display at the Guelph Museum, and this year, in conjunction with their display on called Guelph and the 100-Mile Diet, they asked the studio tour to put on a group show with that theme as well. So that's quite an interesting show in itself. It's one stop that would be definitely worth going to see if you want to see a good range of all the different artists. This is Graham Sheffield, artist blacksmith of the Ironwood Anvil in Guelph, Ontario. You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFRU 93.3 FM, Guelph's campus community radio station.